Okay, we're going to pick up the daily halacha with a new topic. We're going to discuss already getting into the halachas of Shavuos. Maybe next year we'll do the halachas of Velos, but we're going to skip that for now. We're going to go into the halachas of Shavuos the next week and a half or so, Be'ezus Hashem. So we're really going to be makdim to the halachas of Chodesh Sivan. So on Erev Rosh Chodesh in general, Meshavua, and so Tav Yitzani quotes from the earlier Sfarim that in Erev Rosh Chodesh there is an inyan of a person, a special skula to do, a special time it's mesugal to do tshuva and to fix what you've done the entire month. Just like Erev Rosh Hashanah has the ability to mechaper the whole year, so too Erev Rosh Chodesh has this man, as kapara, to be able to fix what you've done throughout the Chodesh and to give you a skula for the upcoming Chodesh. And based on that, the Mishnah Berurah also quotes that a person should say Yom Kippur Katan. Where do we get the lashon of Yom Kippur Katan? And the Pri Chadash writes, because the Ramak would call it this Yom Kippur Katan, because that was the day we could be mechaper on the whole month, similar to the fact that Yom Kippur is mechaper the whole year, that this idea is mechaper on us on the whole month. So it's a very big inyan to daven the Yom Kippur Katan. They say Slichos, they say Yom Gimel Midos, it's a very beautiful thing. It's very interesting. It's one of those things, and in Eretz Yisrael is much, much more popular than in Chutz Laretz. I remember Rav Goldwicht always would be gathering a Bailey get a minyan YU. He would be like, you're telling him on school for the whole month, I guarantee you have a great month, and he'd always encourage people, and he still struggled with, even with him promising the school, he still struggled to get a minyan. It was a very nice tefillah then, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, you go to Yerushalayim, almost every kehila will have at least one minyan in the mincha time that's doing Yom Kippur Katan, and the kosel is packed on Zman of Yom Kippur Katan, and it's much more common. It's much more common there. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he used to give an eitzah for those who are in Eitz Tzara, or a person in the specific Chas V'Shalom Tzara in his own family, he would give them this eitzah to daven Yom Kippur Katan as a segula, and the stipler also. So this is a very big thing. And specifically, when it comes to this man of Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so that's famous that the Shla Kodosh used to say that in general we should always be davening for children, but the Shla writes that specifically in this man of Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan that a person should be davening for Zera Kasher, and his lashon is Libi Omer She'es Ratzon Letzvila Zu BeErev Rosh Chodesh Sivan Hu Achodesh Shebon Nisna HaTorah V'Az Nikraim Banim LaShem Elokeinu, that just like we, when we got the Torah, Hashem established that we are His children, so therefore we should be davening for our children at this time. So he says that you should give tzedakah, you should fast. This is a special time that's mesugal to be davening for your family. So that's why it became, even those who don't necessarily as much doing it on Rosh Chodesh, on a regular Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Chodesh Sivan became even more popular that people do it. People do it specifically on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It is interesting, and it also became that people do Tefillas Hashla. I think last year we had this for Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan is actually a Shabbos, so the Yom Kippur Katan was Mukdam on Thursday. You don't allow fast on Shabbos, you don't say Tzichos on Shabbos, but the Tefillas Hashla, that became a Shaila. Are you allowed to say that on Shabbos? So there was it seems to be Machlokas in the later Achronim. The Derech Sicha recommends doing it on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, but others say it's only Ruchnias thing. Maybe you'd be allowed to daven for it on Shabbos. That is a Shaila. I don't know if it comes out. I don't think it's this year, but that's what I think last year we had it. That was a Shaila. So also, saying the Slichos would be the Halacha if you want to say them, even though you don't have a minyan in you. Again, we said it's a big inyan to say the Slichos. So that's like the Halacha of saying Slichos B'yachid all the time. You're allowed to say Slichos just for the Yud Gimel Midos. So then the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tavkuf Samachay, Seif Katan Gimel, he says over there, Derech Kriya is going to be okay. That is what you do when you're saying Slichos B'yachid, even let's say a Seir Samechuva, whatever you can have a minyan for whatever reason. That would be the same Halachas over here as well. And another halacha, some people enjoy this halacha very much, is that we don't say tachanun from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until, according to the Ramah, until Isru Chag. However, Mishnah Berurah rules, that seems to be meaning of most kehilas bizman hazeh, is that since you have the 7 days, the Karbanos HaChag had 7 days to do tashlumin, so it's kehilu that the Oros and the Simcha of the Chag is still going on for another 7 days, so that would be in Eretz Yisrael until Yud Beis, and Chutz Laretz, some have the minhag to extend that until Yud Gimel Sivan as well. Because of the Sveika Dioma that you'd be allowed to have an extra day to not say Tachanun. So there is Yesh V'Yesh. I've seen both communities do both different things in regards to Tachanun in Chutz Laretz. When it comes to Chodesh Sivan, we do say Lam Natzeach and also Keler Chapayim, because again, those days are really only on Yantiv and Rosh Chodesh, then we don't say them. However, there are those who say that on Isru Chag, that was the famous sheet of the Chazon Ish, that on Isru Chag you would not say Lam Natzeach, and the reason I heard, I never saw this brought down, but I heard someone say, and it made sense in Svara, that he was tining, he said this specifically about Eretz Yisrael, that you shouldn't say on Yisru Chag, because in Eretz Yisrael, Isru Chag for Eretz Yisrael, half of the Bnei Chutz La'aretz are keeping, half of the Jews in the world almost are saying, are keeping Yom Tov Sheni. So how could you say Yom Chasem Yom Tzara for Yom Tzara for Chalai, so when half the Yidden are keeping Yom Tov? So we didn't think it was proper to say it. That's what I heard. It's a nice Svara. I don't know. Again, I haven't seen it brought down by Rabbi Shimon Chazanish. Someone said that. It makes sense. It's a nice Svara. Even if it wasn't the Chazanish, it makes sense as a nice Svara why you wouldn't say it. But again, it seems to me, you know, I've seen both. So I can't say they're Minhag Olam there. I have seen different shuls do the thing about Lama Tzef on Isru Chag, and then with regards to Erev Yom Tov, that's also another Shaila. Sefer Ma'aril, he writes that every Erev Yom Tov and Isru Chag, we don't say Lama Tzech either. Again, there's Yesh V'Yesh with regards to Erev Rosh Chodesh. By Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Yom Tov with regards to Sukkot, with regards to Pesach is no Shaila, because that's Yadal, and his mamar is like a Yom Tov, so everybody says not to say Lama Tzech. Again, it's more of a Shaila by with regards to Sukkot and with regards to Shavuos over here. That is a Shaila about saying Lama Tzech. Everyone should follow their own Minhagim of the Shul. That's going to be something which is whatever way you do it is going to be proper. Now, another halacha is that we don't end up with this. You don't fast from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Isru Chag. It's also to fast even on Yom HaYartzeit, as the Ramaz rule is in Siman Tav Kuf Samaches Siv Tes. Every day you don't say Tachan and you wouldn't be fasting on the Yartzeit, so that would be the applicable over here. However, Chasan and Kala, they would fast. They would be allowed to fast. That's the Ramaz Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel. Chasan and Kala would be allowed to fast and Chodesh Nisan, so the Chorah Huadin, with regards to these halachas as well, you'd be allowed to fast. If they are weak, then there could be something that would be more makel, but definitely they shouldn't be having something that's meshaker. That's one of the reasons that they should be fasting. So then they shouldn't be having midi de meshaker as the chasan and kala. Okay, be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up with halachas of getting ready for Shavuos and already start getting into the actual halachas of Shavuos itself. Be'ezras Hashem, already thinking tomorrow's daily halachah.